Another round of locker room chats are back on the air here on this Wednesday night as the basketball season continues in Northeast Kansas, and we get going with Donovan West in our locker room chats with Donovan West, presented by Bedina State Bank, also Triple L Tire and Johnson Ag, and we welcome in girls head coach Perry Smith. Two games in, a 1-1 start last week, a nice win over Axtell, 49-26, but a loss on Tuesday night to Riverside, 36-33. We'll dive into the game against Riverside last night in a moment, but, you know, two games in, a 1-1 start, just what's the feeling like through the first week and change?
We're extremely disappointed on last night. Wins and losses are one thing, but we just didn't play well. And we've got to coach better. We've got to play better. We've got to be better. And any way we can be better at any facet, whether it's getting on the bus, we're going to have to get on the bus better. We've got to get that turned around and get things going back on track. But give credit to Riverside last night. I thought they played extremely hard, and did some really good things and did some things that made it tough on us, I guess. So we've got to go to work and get better and I know we'll do that.
Made it sound like it was basically a bevy of things, but was it more execution? Was it lack of effort? Just maybe what's really the one thing you kind of pinpoint to last night's loss?
Well, we will never have lack of effort. I mean, I can assure you that. We shot under 20% for the game. Just missed a lot of things that for us to get to where we want to go, we can't miss. And then on the flip side, you know, we're 12 of 21 from the free throw line and just didn't score the ball well. I thought defensively we were pretty good. Kind of kept them where we wanted them to be. For us, the style in which we play and want to play and want to be, if we hold people under 40 points, I don't know that we have scored under 40 points, and I wouldn't even know how long it's been. Uncharacteristic of Mustang basketball all the way around and things that we've got to get fixed. I mean, like I said, we've got to coach better. We've got to play better. We've got to go to work and get better here the next week to be where we think we are and where we want to be.
Yeah, and you mentioned a little bit of time off. Now you get a few extra days of practice before getting back to it against Troy next week. What's kind of on the practice schedule this week, and what are you really trying to hone in on to improve here in the next few days?
Well, we just got to go and keep getting better at what we do and get some confidence at the rim and get some confidence of playing at a pace that benefits us. And again, that was the second team in a row that I thought really did a nice job of controlling tempo. Even Axtell really on last Friday, they were sending people back, not letting us get in transition and did a good job as well. And I thought Riverside did the same type of game plan against us, last night. So we've got to go get in gym and stay the course. These girls understand that and we'll go out this week and we'll definitely be better for next Tuesday.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here again, yeah, next Tuesday you get Troy diving back into the TVL. What's the early scouting report on the Trojans? I know they've gone off to a little bit of a slow start. They're 0-2, but they certainly have some pieces and certainly can be a tough out.
Oh, yeah, and whenever you play a rivalry game, you know, you just you never know. I haven't dove into them whatsoever as far as that goes. But I know they'll be ready to go, and we're just going to have to go to work this week and make sure we match their intensity on Tuesday night.
Perry Smith, there it is, Donovan West girls basketball coach, a 1-1 start, lost to Riverside last night, but they're back to it next week on Tuesday as they will make the trip to Troy. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Enjoy the rest of the practice time this week, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.